Newsday BBC World Service. We'll have your sports news shortly with Alastair Ross. But first, let's take you to Zimbabwe. Authorities there have started repossessing land which is underutilised and vacant and on abandoned farms across the country. The move is seen as an attempt to revitalise the agricultural sector, which is the backbone of the Zimbabwean economy. Let's get more on this now from Tendai Marisa, a researcher on land policy in Zimbabwe. Welcome to Newsday.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us about this land then. Why is so much of it abandoned and underutilized?
Yeah, there's been this problem, and it's a historical problem in Zimbabwe of land underutilization. Way back even before fast-track land reform, the World Bank had found that the majority of the large-scale commercial farms were using approximately a third of their farms. And the World Bank had recommended to the government then to say, why don't you introduce a land tax, which will actually encourage that those who are holding on to land for speculative purposes will then return it to government, maybe for land reform. But that those recommendations were rejected. Then fast forward to fast-track land reform in 2000, and also the collapse of the broader economy, the collapse of agricultural financing. We have folks being given farms that are as big as 200 hectares without any backbone in terms of agricultural financing, and also the collapse of markets, etc. So many farms, the large-scale commercial farms, there is a lot of land underutilization. So this is also in two ways. There is land underutilization in the sense that one person is failing to effectively use the whole farm. Then there's also some farms that are just lying derelict and not used. So
So this is interesting. I just wanted to pick you up on that point because you talked about the land reform program. This began at the turn of the millennium, aimed at redistributing land from white-owned farms and estate to more than 150,000 black farmers. And there was this A1 model and this A2 model, which was for sort of, you know, more small holdings and the A2 being the bigger commercial enterprises. You're saying this goes back way before that, that this is, you know, land that has not been really used to good effect. So how is this program going to help? You say money clearly is what is needed for a lot of these farmers to get on their feet and use this land effectively. What's going to happen?
Yes, exactly. So this policy, these new measures need to be understood in relation with another sort of a climb down by government we have seen in the past 2 weeks, where they've accepted that now those who have been resettled on farms can actually enter into what they are calling joint venture agreements with investors. And there was all along, especially under President Mugabe, it was illegal to sublet your farm. But now government has sort of come through this with this new initiative of joint venture agreements, which allow a practice that has already been happening on the ground, whereby those who do not have farms but have capital can now enter into an agreement with somebody who's holding land. So that's sort of the carrot to this policy. Then they are saying that in the event, because many people were saying it's unfair for government to say they are repossessing farms on the basis of underutilization or lack of production. But government is saying that the carrot we have put on the table is that you are now able and you are now allowed to enter into joint venture agreements with investors. This could be local companies, this could be other individuals, to enhance production on your farms. But in the event that you also don't get into those agreements and there still continues to be land underutilization, then we'll repossess those farms. So that's one aspect of the problem. The other aspect is multiple farm ownership. How to deal with the problem that sort of, you may recall a story where it was said that the former president of this country had more than 15 farms. So that is also a problem that government is trying to deal with.
They're clamping down on multiple farm ownership as well. Tendai, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for filling us in on that one. Tendai Marisa there, who is a researcher on land policy in Zimbabwe.